This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the weekend. Happy Friday, 7:06 time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
No. Or go to Bike Week.
Yeah, looks like the weather's cooperating. It's going to be a nice time. A lot of motorcycles on the road. Use due care, my friends. Please put the phone down. I know listeners of my show are smart folk, so I know you're probably not guilty of that. But, the old smartphones, man, that's one of the scariest things to be riding a motorcycle and you pull up next to a driver that you could tell has not been paying very good attention. And you look at them, and their eyes are fixated in a downward way because they think, well, nobody can see that I'm looking at my phone. It's like, it's pretty obvious.
See, that's what gets me when I'm coming up to a stoplight, and the person behind me approaching that same stoplight is not looking at me. They're looking down on their phone.
Exactly.
And even once you get stopped, they're like creeping up a little bit. Just kind of like, don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Yep. So use due care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bike Week officially starts today, although people, have been coming into town and coming into the area, and they'll be going through the area, our listener.
Weather for it, though, man.
I think it's going to be nice. Yeah. And you know what? With Trump in office and people feeling very optimistic, I think they're probably going to see maybe some record crowds, at least versus the last few years. Yeah. All right. To the moon, Alice. You know, sometimes you need a little separation.
Okay.
Jackie Gleason said it a long time ago. To the moon. Well, apparently Jeff Bezos, he has the ability to pretty much send his fiance to the moon.
That's true.
I don't know if they had a falling out or if this is actually a special treat. But his fiance, Lauren Sanchez.
Yeah.
Along with a couple of friends, I guess, Gail King and singer Katy Perry, they're going to blast off into space on a Blue Origin rocket as part of an all-female passenger crew.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Girl power.
Yeah.
And
just don't call them space cadets.
It's the Blue Origin's 11th human space flight as part of its New Shepard program, as well as the 31st in its history, set to launch this spring. And this is the first all-female flight crew. Oh, okay. Addition to Perry, King, and Sanchez, former NASA rocket scientist Aisha Bowe, and bioastronautics research scientist Amanda Nguyen and nonprofit leader Carrie Ann Flynn will also be on the rocket. So sending all them broads to the moon.
Wow.
And wow. He's going to miss her.
Oh, she'll be back.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully.
Yeah.
Would you take one if he offered you a spot?
I think I would.
Even if Katy Perry's on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I refused to play one of our first records back in the day.
You did?
She wasn't Katy Perry yet.
Oh, she had a different name?
Well, that's not her real name. She's really, I think it's Catherine. Yeah. She was Katie Hudson.
Oh, was it? Was she like she Christian wrote, music?
Because yes, she's a very religious family, and she actually, listened to the Amy Grants and the Michael W. Smiths growing up, and she wanted to be a Christian artist. And it was her very first project, her very first single. A friend of mine was promoting it, and I was working in Christian radio in St. Louis. It just wasn't that good. She wasn't developed yet as an artist. And I guess she decided, okay, well, if I can't do this, I'll go to L.A., which she did, and did a couple of smutty songs early on, and made a name for herself.
And you didn't like that.
I just thought it was...
You didn't like that content.
Not really.
Okay.
That was a bad
influence.
Was
that the one I kissed a girl and I liked it?
Yeah. I just don't think that's a great first influence for young women listening, girls listening to your songs.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
No.
She did okay despite me not playing her song. Yeah.
She's got pretty eyes.
Oh, I think she is a talent, and I like watching her on Idol.
I'm a sucker for some pretty eyes.
Mm, gotcha.
Matthew Perry, hey, let's belly up to the bar. Shots are on me. And they actually gave him all the shots, 27 of them, and it wasn't a regular shot. It was a shot of ketamine.
Ugh, not good.
Film claims that Matthew Perry, the actor that died, received 27 shots of ketamine before his death.
Wow.
27 shots in the days leading up to his death in October of 23. This is according to a new film that's out. It's a Peacock documentary, Matthew Perry, A Hollywood Tragedy. Follows the actor's life before his death from an accidental ketamine overdose. Was it definitely accidental? Yeah, maybe it was. As Breitbart News reported, the cause of death for the much-loved comedic actor, forever immortalized, obviously, as Chandler Bing on the hit sitcom Friends, was listed by the County of Los Angeles Department of Medical Examiner as the acute effects of ketamine. The Peacock documentary reportedly claims Perry was given a staggering 27 shots of ketamine in the final 3 days of his life.
Wow.
Allegedly, you have Dr. Placentia providing ketamine to a live-in assistant who has no medical training whatsoever, and that live-in assistant is administering ketamine to a person whose risk factors are through the roof. So this will be, this film could be interesting, and I wonder if it's going to lead to a further investigation. I don't know. But this ketamine, I guess under controlled situations and circumstances, has offered some relief to some people for depression issues.
Gotcha.
But, you want people that have training. Not everybody's going to react the same way. But apparently there can be an addictive quality to it. And
probably not the job of your house assistant to be helping you get shot up with drugs.
No.
Probably not.
No. It says... The doctor knew nothing about this in terms of the dosage and all that, and but he was giving the ketamine to Mr. Perry's live-in assistant, and eventually that assistant Kenneth Iwamasa administered the shot of ketamine that ultimately resulted in Perry's death. And the drug was supplied by Jasveen Sangha, a woman known as the Ketamine Queen.
Because I remember they were making a lot of money off of him on this stuff, marking it way up. And there was even a line I thought, I heard at one point, let's see how much we can either get out of him or how much of this stuff, Basically, they were looking at it financially. And that's just sad.
Yeah. And eventually, I guess they reached a plea agreement. Iwamasa, made with the Department of Justice, revealed he had injected Perry with 6 to 8 doses of ketamine per day during those 3 days.
Wow. Pretty tragic. Didn't have to happen.
Nope. It is 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's your turn. What's bugging you? Air it out. Get it off your chest before the weekend. Why not, right? Hopefully it'll make you feel better. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back and we'll try to fit you in there. All right? You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Happy Friday. Time now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now, 877-975-9825. If the lines are full, please try back. We appreciate that. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is at the Conservative Political Action Committee straw poll vote that DeSantis came out third. I think they were just being respectful to the fact that, you know, the vice president gets first dibs on the presidency. But I'm hoping with time that we can elevate DeSantis to the presidency. So that kind of worried me, the third place finish.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
Getting old, Bob. I'm getting old. I had a medical appointment this morning. I had to fast. And after I got done with my appointment, I went out to my vehicle. I had, you know, breakfast out there. And I proceeded to dump it all over my center console.
Oh.
I tell you what, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have got the extended warranty. Thank you, Bob.
Oh!
You know, he missed that call from Nigeria.
You know, we will forward your phone number.
Yes.
To some folks that can get that extended warranty. Mm-hmm.
But isn't that frustrating, though? You know, okay, so you fasted, you're hungry, you're getting ready to eat, and now it's like just all over your car.
Yeah, well, milk, a bowl of cereal, that can get messy. Maybe try just like a power bar until you can get home and actually cook something where you can eat it at a table. Just a thought from a guy who's made many a mess in the vehicle eating. Many a mess.
Sausage egg McMuffin sounds good, though.
Well, that does, and that shouldn't create too much of a mess, usually. And make sure they toast that English muffin thoroughly. That makes all the difference in the world.
They can't be chewy.
Yes. Yeah. Good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
I guess there's a battle going on between Tucker Carlson and Dan Crenshaw, who's the representative from Texas. You guys, I'm sure you know about it. You can comment on it later. But Tucker's calling him Eye Patch McCain because he's so liberal. And I guess he uses his valor to kind of hide the fact he's absolute left-wing liberal rhino. But I find it hilarious and disturbing. I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, it's kind of funny in a way at first blush. But the guy did lose an eye, you know, serving our nation.
Yeah.
So to me, that gives him a certain amount of, I don't know, capital. But when
it turns to threatening,
well, you can't say you're going to kill somebody and you're a Navy SEAL.
And then can't say I really mean it when someone chuckles at the thought.
Yeah.
You really shouldn't do that.
Yeah. He should just go on the show and iron out their differences.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Look at you, the peacemaker.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a peacemaker.
You're a regular, regular Donald Trump.
Yeah. Pam, good morning. What's bugging you?
So what's bugging me is I was talking to my husband last night or the other night, and he was saying that, you know, and we agree with everything that Trump is doing. And he goes, but, you know, he really needs to get these prices down, the food prices, the gas prices, and the prices down. I said, well, the thing is if he didn't have 70 different lawsuits and all these judges trying to block him at every turn, then maybe he might be able to get some of these things done, like the Keystone Pipeline and different regulations cut, and we might be able to get the thing down.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can't wave a magic wand and make chickens just appear and start pumping out eggs. I mean, some of these price things are impacted by other things like that. Had to do with a bird flu, apparently. Now, are they killing too many otherwise, you know, healthy chickens? That I don't know if that ever got really that it was going around virally. But I don't know if, you know, if it really has legs. Everything I say is going to be a pun to the whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
But
you're winging it, so that's okay.
Thank you. Pass the buffalo sauce. Mm. Terry, what's bugging you?
I'm reading that the city of Gainesville is now contemplating about putting in cameras in school zones and red light cameras. And the only thing that keeps going through my head is, have you guys not checked other cities on why they discontinued it? Because the cameras are unconstitutional in court. They're easy to defeat. And that just, I can't even believe they're even kicking this idea around. And that's what's getting on my nerves right now.
Yeah, and this was addressed quite some time ago by City Commissioner Todd Chase. And he told the rest of the group statistically what the deal was on all of that stuff. And so they agreed to, you know, vote it down. Mm-hmm. And this was, gosh, I don't know, 10 years ago? Because he made such a valid point. They all said, yeah, I mean, good point. They don't really generate real revenue when all is said and done and the programs are all paid for and all that. So if you're doing it for revenue, it's not going to cut. And then you also have the constitutional issues, as you mentioned. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
Irresponsible people. God bless America.
All right. Yeah.
In general, yes.
Can't argue with that,
totally
right?
Agree, yeah.
Two-stroke, what's bugging you?
Yes, this is Mitch McConnell calling. One last message for the Sky listeners. It's been an honor and a privilege to work and serve for the American public and steal from them at the same time. Thank you very much.
All right, Mitch, going to miss you.
Somebody wheel him out, will you?
Yes. Right. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I was very, very tired last night, so I went to bed early, and I discovered that my fingers must be magic, and it's the only ones that can operate a dishwasher. And I am sick of it, that I do all the cooking, I do all the cleaning, and even a beautiful dishwasher lays empty unless I'm the one that loads it and puts it on. And that's what's bugging me, guys. Have a great day.
Who is she picking on?
Well, I'd say
is she going after the hubby?
Or just whoever else in the house doesn't feel like
Let me play the role of the hubby.
Yeah.
The lazy hubby.
Yeah.
Oh, Jen, you have it so rough. Your life is so miserable, isn't it? How's that?
I'm not sure if it was convincing or not, though. But
how about, honey, you're right. I'm going to try to do more.
That would be the proper answer.
I went with honesty first, but
wow! Woo! Address those cards and letters to Bob Rose.
Misogynistic piggy.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, all in good fun. Yep. Hey, we've got a lot to talk about. We've got our top stories, all of that. So don't go anywhere. All right? And happy, happy Friday. It is 7:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. The Doge Dividend. What is that all about? We'll talk about it coming up right here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And it is 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for selling out the Bob Rose Golf Scramble, the 27th annual, done for the benefit of the ARC of Alachua County and all their great work with the developmentally disabled. So we have all the golfers. We've got hole-in-one prize, a car from Southeast Car Agency. We've got a luxury vacation with Cruise Planners and Brandon Kuttner. But we could use some volunteers. So if you could find the time on Friday, April 4th, it's a 12:30 shotgun start. Get there early, eat some food from David's Barbecue. So you figure you want to probably be there 11-ish, something like that, 11:30. Hawkstone Golf and Country Club. If you can do that on that day, then give Mark Johnson a shout at the ARC. Call 352-246-3516, or you can go online, arcalachua.org. And thank you for your time, if indeed you do volunteer. And thanks to all the great golfers and all of our sponsors making this happen, making it profitable, making it so it's the number one fundraiser for the Arc of Alachua County each and every year. And I am I feel blessed to have my name attached to the fine work that they do there.
Great event every year.
What do you know about this Doge dividend? The Doge dividend.
That sounds like it's another one of those things that that Donald Trump likes to throw out and go, hey, look, we're saving all these bazillions of dollars. It was tax money anyway. Why don't we just give a little bit back to the people?
Yeah, apparently there's also a 28-year-old hedge fund manager that's behind the idea, James Fishback. And this would distribute 20% of government savings to taxpayers. It's gained support from President Trump and Elon Musk, and now it could potentially be enshrined in law. That's right, this James Fishback talked to the New York Post. He met with Musk last week and began meeting with lawmakers about his idea earlier this week. I heard about it, and to be honest with you, I blew it off. I said, no, they're not going to send everybody a check. And my reasoning behind that is you can on one hand say we need to get the debt and deficit under control, $37 trillion, and then at the same time start printing up checks and handing them out to all Americans to the tune of $5,000, which is the number that they've been tossing around. But here's the other thing. If you send everybody a check for $5,000 and there's all this kind of new, fresh money, wouldn't that possibly add to inflation? I mean,
that's what they say.
Again, do anything beyond Economics 101 and what I've read and gathered through, a lifetime of gathering information, but it doesn't seem like that would be necessarily a good thing. Now, don't get me wrong. If someone sends me $5,000, I'm not going to tear it up and throw it in the trash. Okay? But I will probably spend it in a mostly responsible way. And I said mostly.
Mostly, yeah.
Yes. There will be a little, there'll be a little fun portion that, of course, I will set aside for fun. But then, yeah, take care of business, you know? The president appears to support this. Elon likes the idea. That's what this guy Fishback is saying. And the proposed bill will be coming in the next few days. It incentivizes people to report waste, fraud, and abuse. In other words, yeah, there's an incentive there. If you're getting some of this, almost, I guess, what would it be? Kind of like a tax return. He added the approach will save taxpayers even more money. It would compound the returns that Doge is finding. Under Fishback's proposal, households that are net taxpayers, those who pay into the government more than they receive in benefits, would receive 20% of all Doge's savings. Another 20% will go to paying down the national debt. And then the other 60% would likely be allocated to the budget each year. Now, Fishback didn't explicitly lay it out exactly like that, but that's the general idea at this point. Now, according to his math, that would mean roughly 79 million households would get a $5,000 check. If Musk is able to cut $2 trillion from the federal budget that he's estimated he can. Fishback has previously suggested the first check would come when Doge terminates in July 2026. But if it becomes law before then, Americans could get a check even sooner. The idea gained traction after Fishback initially posted about it on X. Musk then quote-tweeted the idea and shared his support for it on X, while Trump praised the idea in a speech last week. Now, some economists have suggested a possible dividend could push inflation higher, like stimulus checks did during the pandemic. Fishback believes his targeted approach, dispersing checks, will eliminate that issue. He said sending checks isn't inflationary. Lockdowns and labor shortages compounded the effect of inflation during COVID, but the macro backdrop today is disinflationary, according to him. Now, he runs a hedge fund, and he's 28. I'm assuming he's fairly smart. But I still have my concerns about that. He said it's similar to a tax refund or to tax refund season when the average check from the IRS is $3,100. And it goes to people's rainy day fund, saving, and paying down debt. Again, hopefully that's true. I doubt that's true in all cases. But he said, and since DOGE checks would only be sent to households paying taxes, these checks incentivize people to get back to work, unlike the COVID stimulus checks. Now, there's some truth to that. But you know what this will turn into? This will turn into the left crying that, once again, you're rewarding the rich and you're punishing the poor. But what they will never say out loud is that, well, the poor isn't paying in. You know what I mean? They're under that. They're not really paying taxes, so to speak, because they get back all of those. I can't remember the terms for them, but if you fall under a certain level of income, you get this. You get a big check back. In many cases, it's for far more than what you paid in.
Well, plus, if you've got kids, you're getting your child credit.
Right.
And you're getting big money back for, again, not having paid in. And that frustrates a lot of people, but I understand both sides of it, but it is frustrating.
But I got to tell you, with the vast amount of Americans who are living virtually paycheck to paycheck, if not, you know, exactly paycheck to paycheck, me sitting here going, yeah, I don't know if it's a good idea. Yeah. I don't think it's going to have a huge swaying effect. If it does occur, like I said, if I'm being honest, yes, I will take it. I'm not going to go, on principle alone, I will tear up this check. Oh, no, heck no.
No, just endorse it and I'll take care of it for you, Bob.
I still am concerned about whatever inflationary issues could come about. Look, let me put it to you this way. $5,000 in your hand.
Yeah. Most people are going to blow it, right?
Really? These are all people that are on the plus side of paying in taxes. So some of them are somewhat fiscally responsible, right? I'm making that assumption. But if let's say it has just a little bit of an inflationary pressure, just enough to keep inflation from dropping,
right,
then the Fed is not going to drop interest rates. If you're a person who is looking to purchase a home, 1 percentage point of interest rate on the long haul is going to make that $5,000 check look microscopic.
Absolutely.
Because it will be. It will be in nothing. It'll be nothingness.
And that, too, even changes all of a sudden what house you can or cannot buy. We've seen that big time.
But people live in the short term, you know. Mm-hmm. Look, I like immediate gratification, too. But you also have to, I mean, it would behoove you to be planning for the future as well. And you have to look at things. I think you should look at things from the more of the long-term perspective. But someone hands you $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to flush it down the toilet.
No.
Plus, it could clog up the septic, so I wouldn't recommend that either.
Yeah.
It is, if you want to get rid of it, just call me. 7:45. Right now on the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Click on subscribe, and you will never miss a minute of the show. Friday weekend, bike week, beautiful weather, spring training. It is all going on. Enjoy. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
What are you doing this weekend? You washing the vehicles?
No, I'm trying to think about how to spend my $5,000.
No, hasn't happened yet. I knew you would get out ahead of it. He's already got a few guns picked out, I'm sure, in the back of his mind.
Jeep accessory or two, you know, that kind of thing.
Maybe some shiny new wheels for the Jeep. Is that on the list at all?
You know,
because I know when you first got it, you go, yeah, I got to get something.
Even though I had kind of gone through the whole black wheel phase and I was done with it,
uh-huh.
You know what my Jeep looks like. It needs black wheels. So even though it has the base black wheels on it, I might would upgrade to something nicer. But I think I'd stick with the black this time.
I don't think it looks bad the way it is. I really do. It kind of fits in. It's more direct utilitarian. Uh-huh. It's not a showboat kind of a piece.
Not a bunch of glitz, no chrome, all that kind of thing. Not a bit.
No, pretty straightforward, utilitarian. But it looks good.
Sarge Green looks great on
the Jeep. Keeps it sparkling clean.
Well, usually. It does need a bathroom.
Got to just, every once in a while, just drive down a dirt road. I mean, just let the Jeep feel like a Jeep once in a while, Greg.
Well, I will confess that there have been a couple of occasions, nothing drastic or crazy, but where you get a situation where, you know, you're coming up to a right turn.
You drove across your neighbor's lawn, didn't you?
Not my neighbor's lawn.
Oh, okay. Somebody else's. Random person.
It has maybe taken part of a grassy shoulder here and there just because it can. Because it's like, really, you people had to all get in the right lane and you're turning left anyway and I can't take the little right exit there. And so,
Greg's driving eventually could lead to widespread erosion. Because you're probably taking out vegetative growth that keeps the ground firm around it and keeps it from washing away. You are you are an erosioner.
Wow. Well,
yes.
I'm driving a Jeep. I'm not trying to save the planet.
You're killing the planet.
Yeah.
All right. I know. I don't want to talk about any serious stuff, but I will.
Friday.
I just want to catch people up. The top stories. You heard about Gene Hackman, wonderful actor, dead at the age of 95. What makes it so weird is he was found dead in his home, apparently on the floor, and his wife was found in another room. He was 95. She is 65. They were originally saying she was 63. Apparently she's 65. Her name is Betsy Arakawa, and they've been married for a fairly long time. And also, one of their dogs was deceased, but they're clarifying, and they said it was in a closet, but now they're saying, you know, it was actually, in a cage or whatever. What do they call them?
Like a kennel.
Like a kennel, yeah. But deceased. Other dogs running around the property, apparently okay. There's no exact time frame on how long the bodies have been there, but, you know, they were starting to become somewhat mummified. That would lead you to believe they'd been sitting there for a while. So the Santa Fe sheriff, Adam Mendoza, did not provide a cause of death for the couple. Oh, by the way, they've been married since 1991. Now, Hackman's daughter, Elizabeth Jean, told TMZ that carbon monoxide poisoning may be to blame, but early results are saying that's not the case, but that's not necessarily the final results. And toxicology test 4 to 6 weeks out to get, you know, all of the stuff back, and of course they can detect it if there's carbon monoxide in the blood or anything else that may be in there, because his wife was found with, I guess, some pills scattered around.
Yeah,
they haven't said what the nature of the pills are. Appears to be prescription of some sort, and so it's just, there's a lot of little oddities around it. His daughter also said that when she spoke to Gene Hackman, not, I guess it was a few months ago, he said he was in surprisingly good health for his age.
Right.
But hadn't talked to him for a few months. Obviously, you can go into a state of decline pretty rapidly, especially when you are of that age. So it's just, it's a little odd, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, nothing, like you say, nothing looks to be
missing. Nothing stolen, nothing broken.
There's a door that's somewhat open, which, you know, if you're...
Doesn't appear that the body sustained any sort of damage through blows or strikes or anything like that.
So just odd scenario overall. I mean, just, yeah.
Yeah. And not so odd scenario maybe with the FBI field office in New York holding back a whole lot of stuff that was supposed to be released that has to do with Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire predator, who, of course, is dead. But President Trump said he was going to release all the stuff on it. Pam Bondi then agreed. You know, she said the other night, yeah, I'm going to release it. I really haven't gone through all of it, but, you know, we're going to release it. Well, yeah, she released some stuff, like most of that stuff was already out there, I guess. And then apparently somebody whispered in her ear and said, you should check with the New York office.
Ruh-roh.
Yep. And her understanding is there are thousands of pages of information and data and all kinds of stuff related to Jeffrey Epstein and the case and the investigation, etc. And she said, it better be here in what will now be 4 minutes. Yeah, she said it better be here by 8 a.m. That's coming up in less than 4 minutes. We'll keep an eye on it and see if all those files actually show up to the AG's office. 97.3 The Sky.